Oh, thank you, Ben. I grew up out in the country. That's what I was trying to say. And it was a phrase that I heard often growing up, and that was being spoiled rotten. And that means that you get what you want, and it's wonderful. And Ben, I got to say, you spoiled us rotten. Because we expect this every Sunday. We're never disappointed. So thank you so much. Yeah. Bev and I were talking this morning. I have a backlog of stories because it's been kind of difficult to tell stories to an empty house and not get the moaning and the groaning that go along with it. But James, I think I'm booming a little bit here. Just my powerful personality coming through, I'm sure. Anyway, that reminds me of a story. Has nothing to do with the sermon, but it was so good, I got to tell it to you, okay? Duck standing on the side of the road, puts his foot out to cross the road, and a chicken comes running up and said, "Hey, pal, don't do that. You'll never hear the end of it." I hear you moaning and groaning across the miles. You got to admit, that's pretty cute, though, isn't it? I laughed and laughed after I read that. So that's my story, one of the stories for today anyway. And we're in this month of acceptance. Wow, that's really going crazy now. Let me just keep on talking till we get it right. You work on that and I'll do this over here. We're in this month of acceptance. And 3 weeks ago, I shared with you about letting be. About having the acceptance of things as they are, to let go, let God, and to let be, to find a place of presence. Last week I spoke with you about accepting, or 2 weeks ago, about accepting yourself, which is an important lesson for us. And last week about accepting others. And this week I'd like to invite you to think with me about accepting mystery. Accepting things that we don't understand, things that don't have answers to them, and we'll look more deeply about that. Now, one of the things that we often share as human beings is our discomfort and our even intolerance of those three little words, "I don't know." And I'm not sure whether it's more difficult to have to say those words, "I don't know," or whether it's more difficult to have to hear them when somebody else says, "I don't know," when you ask a question. But we do know that there are many things that are beyond our current level of consciousness as human beings, things that we don't understand. So how do we accept this realm of mystery and embrace what is unknown? That's the topic for today. How do we do that? Now, there are three perspectives from which we can view this idea of mystery or unanswered questions. The first one is to begin with acknowledging, with honoring, with celebrating the fact that we do know a lot of things. We do know a lot of things. If we look at the development of science over the last 10 years, much less the last 100 years, it's amazing what has happened in the field of mathematics, in the field of medicine, in the field of electronics. The statistics say, I've not looked at this in over a year now, so I'm not sure what the accurate statistics are, but the body of human knowledge doubles now at a phenomenal rate. I do remember the last time I preached about this, that in the field of electronics, and this was supposed to be documented, it boggles the mind, but the body of information about the field of electronics doubles every 45 seconds. Doesn't that blow your mind? But there's so many things going on. So there's much that we do know. We're learning more and more about ourselves and more about other people and more about the world in which we live in. And that's important. That's good to be able to do that. Be able to accept the fact that in the midst of things that we don't know, we do know many things. And we come to know ourselves better as we know what's going on in the world. So this is the starting place for me as far as accepting that which is mysterious, is acknowledging what already is. When I was in college, I was working on campus in one of the laboratories, the plant pathology and weed science department. And the director of the department, when you looked at him, he looked like an old farmer just come in out of the fields, which basically is what he was, but he was a brilliant researcher. Dr. Cole was his name. And up over his desk, he had a little index card with a handwritten note on it that said, "Begin with the known and move to the unknown." And that was part of what he used for his research. He was always coming back to that. And I've never forgotten seeing that sign up over his desk. And I've come back to that for myself over and over. When I get so bogged down in what is unknown, I come back to what I do know. So I invite you to take a moment and honor and bless and celebrate what you do know. Now, all of us are fairly aware of our shortcomings, fairly aware of the things that we don't know. And that's okay. That's important. But it is also important that we take the time to acknowledge what we do know and our awareness of where we really are. So that's the beginning point. Begin with the known and move to the unknown. So having started at that place, let's move on to the second perspective about this matter of accepting that which is mysterious. And I spoke about this 3 weeks ago of let go, let God, and let be. It's important that we're able to come to a place of rest and peace and ease. I'm sure that all of you have been in a situation where something was going on that was out of the ordinary, something unusual, something challenging. And one person who was impacted by it had just gone to pieces, just a nervous wreck over it, and just scattered all over the place while this is going on. And someone else is standing there completely at ease, completely at peace, saying, "Yeah, well, okay, here's this, let's do this, here's this, let's do this." So you've seen those people. Some people fall apart in times of emergencies, and some people are really laser focused during that time. But it is important for us to be able to find that place of peace, that place of ease, where all the mystery revolves around us, and it's okay. To be able to say, "I don't know," and relax into that. To be able to hear someone else say, "I don't know," and be able to relax into that instead of demanding that something else happen, and demanding that it is some other way. This is an important perspective for us as we move through life and as we deal with this thing of mystery, is being able to be at ease. Over and over, Scripture encourages us to find the peace in our hearts. And peace is a big thing in spirituality. That place of ease, that place of belonging, that place of safety, that place of nurture. And as you know, a seed needs to be protected for it to grow. When you put a seed in the ground and you put the dirt around it and you water it and put fertilizer on it and you protect it so that in that protected situation that seed can germinate and that seed can grow. It is so important for us as well that as we are growing, as we are learning, as we are being, that we have that safe, protected place to be. Now, there are always times when we go out into the world and we stretch ourselves and put ourselves in situations that are unusual or unknown, but it's important that we come back to that place within us. I've shared with you before in my journey of moving from being a good Baptist. Well, I was a Baptist. I'm not sure how good I was. I was a very liberal Baptist, which in some people's minds doesn't mean a good Baptist. Good Baptist and liberal Baptist don't really go together. But anyway, I was a liberal Baptist, and I was learning what that meant for me. And then I began to look at other things. I began to see unity eventually. And it changed the way I looked at things. And what happened for me is that when I was a Baptist, I had a lot of good, solid, scary questions in my mind that I learned to be careful when I shared them. Because those questions that I had terrified some of my brethren in the cloth. I made the mistake one time in a large gathering of ministers about expressing some of my questions and some of my doubts, and it did not fare well. Some of my friends kind of stopped talking to me after that. But when we come to a place of being able to ask hard questions and be at ease about it, when I was in the Baptist context, I had those questions, and every time I asked the question, I felt uncomfortable. I felt uneasy. I felt like I wasn't welcomed anymore. But when I found unity, I found a place for my heart and a place of security, a place of knowing, so that I can place my consciousness, my awareness solidly in the center of my heart and ask any question that I want to, and it's okay. I can go running way out there wondering about this and reading about that and hearing about that because I can always bring myself back to my heart where home is, where that safe place is. So there's nothing in the mystery that threatens my beingness with God, my oneness with Spirit. So it's important that we're able to do that, that we're able to ask those questions and let the questions be and still be at peace, to be able to say, I don't know, and be at peace, to ask somebody and have them say, I don't know, and still be at peace. And to look out into the world and see things that make no sense at all to my current understanding and still be at peace. And to face challenges for which there is no answer in the moment and still be at peace. Let go, let God, and let be. So we're able to come to that place of acknowledging and accepting mystery as it is and letting it be. And still having that place of security and safety to return to in our own heart. That's important for us. So we begin by acknowledging and celebrating that which we do know. And then we can come to that place of being at peace with the things that we don't know. Now you might think that would be the end of the story, okay? We've got the things that we know covered. We got the things we don't know covered. So we could just say, okay, that's it. But I think there's another step here. And that is, after we acknowledge what we do know and acknowledge what we don't know, I think we still need to vigorously pursue answering the questions, asking the questions, and answering the questions when we can. So there is that third perspective of pursuing understanding, pursuing the mystery, pursuing the questioning. It might seem like that doesn't go together, but I think it goes together very, very well. Because there's some of the mysteries that we just have insufficient knowledge for. And if we gain that knowledge, we gain answers. There's some that we don't have sufficient awareness for. So as I develop my awareness through prayer and meditation, my understanding deepens as well. And there's some things, though, that we as human beings just don't have the capacity to understand. And that's okay. Because we've already come to the place of being completely at peace in whatever situation there is. Jesus said, and it's recorded in both Matthew and Luke, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks on the door, it will be opened." So this is a part of our growth and our being, that is, of continuing to pursue the questions that we have, to continue to inquire about the mysteries that we perceive in the world, because it is that from which we grow, it is that from which we learn and we move and we expand and we share with others. So after we have acknowledged what we know, we've acknowledged what we don't know, let's go see what we can find out. Let's pursue vigorously these answers in the world that are waiting for us. It may be that the answer to some question is simply waiting on me opening one more corner of my mind to possibilities. That's why I've shared with you so very often, my constant mantra is, here I am. Here I am. When I pray, here I am. When I meditate, here I am. When I wonder about these mysteries and ask these questions, here I am. Because it may be that in that moment something clicks. And something shows up that I've never seen before, something I never understood before, makes sense. Myrtle, in her book, How to Let God Help You, well, it wasn't really written as a book, it was a compilation of Myrtle's writings to other people, letters to other people. Myrtle says, "We are learning about the things that were mysterious. We are knowing ourselves better and better. We are finding that there is something in us that understands better than the intellectual self. We are beginning to find a new heaven and a new earth. The things that we have thought to be beyond our ken are gradually coming into our knowledge. We are gradually coming to know that we are one with Him who knows all, one with the one perfect life. We are finding that the Spirit within is greater than all else." So we have motivation, we have encouragement to continue to look at mystery, to continue to grow, to continue to experiment, continue to wonder. So as you go into the rest of this week that you've begun on this day, I invite you to take time to recognize and honor and celebrate the things that you do know. Because some of you aren't giving yourself enough credit. Some of you aren't recognizing all that you do know. It's very easy to let the sense of lack overwhelm the presence of prosperity and abundance. If we get focused on lack, we don't see the rest of it. And when we get focused on what we don't know, we forget what we do know. So I encourage those of you who are in that place to take a moment and say, look, I know this, and I know this, and I know this. And I will claim that. I will own that. I'll let that be real for me. That will be important for you as you step out into living your life in this world. Some of you need to take time to embrace the mystery and to say it's okay that there are things that I do not know. It doesn't make me less if I don't know the things that I know, if I don't know everything I want to know. So I invite you to take an opportunity this week to say, okay, I don't know the answers to these questions, but there's a place in my heart where I am safe, I am whole, I am complete, and all is well. Some of you need to do that for yourself. And there's some of you who are ready now. I acknowledge what you know, you've acknowledged what you don't know, and now it's time to step back out and experiment a little bit. It's time to step back out and reach into that world that holds the questions and the answers. It's time to be a part of that world of mystery and let it be good. So you have opportunity to be in so many different ways in this coming week. So as we close out this month of acceptance, and it is no accident that next month our emphasis on change. So before we move into change, we have lived during this month in acceptance. So I invite you to open up your heart, open up your mind to that experience of acceptance. I release resistance and experience acceptance. Acceptance of yourself, acceptance of others, acceptance of this glorious, wonderful mystery that is life and that is being. God bless you, my friend.
And of course, while you're opening up your heart and your mind, you might as well go ahead and open up your wallet. Those of you who can, we like to have a little bit of lightness as we shine our light in this world. But very seriously, as we entertain what we accept and what we know here at Unity of Pompano Beach that our prosperity will continue. We don't know in what form. Perhaps you have a role to play in that. As we all grow weary of everything on the computer and online, I ask that you not grow weary of your support for our spiritual center. Those shoppers on Amazon, it's so easy to type smile.amazon and go from there with all your ordering, and we appreciate the contribution from Amazon that comes from that. And then, of course, all the many other ways. It's very easy to use our donate button. So do consider the value that you place on spiritual teachings within the Unity Movement. We are happy to serve here. And we thank you so very much. For those of you who are able to continue to contribute, please do so as we support and uphold the ones who cannot right now. So let us go forward. Let us go forward shining our light and be that blessing as we go into the unknown, knowing what we value and what we hold true. And so it is. I invite you to join in our offering blessing that John is projecting for you on the screen if you are at live stream. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack and allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. An ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it. And it multiplies itself around us. And so it is. Amen.